Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, America, and happy Friday. I hope you're getting ready for a beautiful weekend as we head now into the summer season pretty quickly. It's pretty exciting. We're just a few weeks away from the official start of summer. You've probably been reading Just the News or watching Real America's Voice. You know that we broke a very important story, the first of what's going to be many stories. I hinted at it yesterday, last night. We delivered it. We have gone through hours and hours of Capitol security footage, and in so doing, we have identified things that the January 6th Democrat-led House committee did not want to tell the American people, or didn't tell the people. I don't know if they want to, but they didn't tell the American people. And they range from the Hollywood scripting of certain events to the very extraordinary security failures that occurred on Nancy Pelosi's watch as House Speaker that exacerbated the violence or exacerbated the vulnerability of the United States Capitol on that fateful day. And again, I always say this, and not everyone agrees with me, but I don't care. This is important to me. As a journalist, when you see someone strike a cop, when you see someone trespass, when you see someone engage in violence, spray someone with pepper spray, threaten someone with a gun, threaten someone with a bomb, threaten someone with a Molotov cocktail, like occurred in the George Floyd protests in the summer of 2020, they have committed a crime. They don't deserve sympathy. They deserve what the law requires of punishment for people who violate the law. And the more heinous the violation, the more heinous the punishment should be, the more severe it should be. So I'm not condoning anyone that struck a cop or sprayed pepper spray or struck someone or fought or brought and planted bombs at the RNC, at the DNC. All of that is criminal. But it isn't the only thing that went on that day. And the fundamental question that the January 6th committee would not address, would not really get into, except at a high level, is how could a $600 million a year police force guarding one of the most important institutions of our constitutional republic, the United States Capitol, fail so miserably? How could it get overrun by a ragtag team of several hundred protesters? And especially when you realize that there are more organized, serious threats against the Capitol, with terrorists and state actors. We know Iran's tried to assassinate some people in this Washington over the last couple decades. We know Al-Qaeda and ISIS have had a desire, at least, to strike the Capitol or other institutions of our government. We know that there are right and left-wing extremists that harbor ill will against the Congress and the government, and would, as the early intelligence indicated before January 6th, were willing to consider perpetrating violence at the United States Capitol. So knowing that, and knowing that a ragtag team of protesters, mostly disorganized, I mean, there's some organization, but not a lot, could overrun the police force and create the mayhem that occurred that that day, we have to answer, how do we stop that? Just like we had to answer after 9/11, how do we get the FBI and the CIA to work better together and connect the dots so we can prevent terrorist attacks, not investigate them after they kill people, right? That was the fundamental question after 9/11. My reporting at the Associated Press divulged, my award-winning, I won a lot of awards for this, the failures of the FBI, the CIA, and the National Security Agency and others. The 9/11 Blue Ribbon Commission confirmed my reporting and made recommendations, and the FBI and CIA started playing nicer, and they made some improvements to the way we stop terrorist attacks, if we can, in this country. No such review has really occurred in a meaningful way for the January 6th, 2021 failures at the United States Capitol. Yeah, we know there were intelligence failures. I've produced those documents from the after-action reports. We know what the GAO and the Inspector General of the Capitol laid out. But we haven't seen, and we, in many ways, the Democrats glossed over some very serious security vulnerabilities. And in some cases, they glossed over some of their own bad behavior. So today, we're going to have some guests that we were on the TV show with last night that walked us through day one of what will be many weeks of security footage that we'll make available over the next several months. You're going to hear today from the former Capitol Police Chief, Chief Stephen Sund. He was the presiding top officer of the Capitol Police that day. He was fired by Nancy Pelosi within a few days after the tragedy. We have had him on before, but he narrates or helps us referee the first videotape that we made public for the American public last night. By the way, more than a million people have now seen that videotape. It's a very important piece of evidence. What does that videotape show? That videotape shows that, remember Nancy Pelosi on January 7th or 8th, right after the terrible tragedy, said she and others were traumatized by what happened that day. But when you see her emergency evacuation from the Capitol that the police effectuate, now I'm not saying that she needed to evacuate. The Capitol was unsafe. There were lawmakers who were in harm's way for a period of time. But during the evacuation, Nancy Pelosi and her daughter Alexandra decided to make the exit a Hollywood movie for political purposes. It could be played on HBO, and it did get played on HBO later. We show you what that looks like from the security camera footage. And what you see is Nancy Pelosi, never in threat once she got into the evacuation route. There were no protesters here. The cops kept them out of that route. But as the officers are trying to lead them quickly and briskly through, her daughter is running around in front, behind, alongside of the entourage, trying to film this with a camera. By the way, these are secret exits, right? They're not supposed to be known publicly, but in this case, they're being filmed in the real time, and the officers are just trying to get Nancy Pelosi to an armored car safely, and you see the daughter jutting in and out and moving around, and you're going to hear today from the Capitol Police Chief what he thinks about that for the first time. He's never seen it, never talked about it before, and I think when you look at it on the Just the News site, go check out the story, and you listen to Chief Sund today, you're going to hear that this had a negative effect on the security details operations. They're not equipped to take a media camera reporter, a la Alexandra Pelosi, the daughter, with them on this. They're not supposed to slow down or allow a movie to be filmed. They're supposed to get a high-ranking official, the Speaker of the House, in the line to be president in a catastrophic circumstance out of the Capitol quickly. And he, as you'll hear him say, said that this was a hindrance, that it shouldn't have happened, that it was counterproductive. And oh, by the way, he reveals something else. I want you to listen to this. He says the armored car only had enough room for the speaker and a security detail, and that when Alexandra Pelosi came along, it meant that they had to kick one of the security details out. The security detail was no longer at optimal size, so that the daughter could get in the car. Didn't follow the playbook. And as you can see from the movies, it turned what should have been a serious security evacuation into a Hollywood political moment. Not what police want, probably not what the American people want, but we'll see how they react to it. So you're going to hear from Chief Sund at the outset. And then in the second part of the show, we brought Marjorie Taylor Greene on, the congresswoman from Georgia. She's been a big voice for the January 6th defendants. Some people agree with her. Some people don't agree with her. A lot of people agree with her for getting behind the debt deal. Some people think that was a bad mistake. So she's got her fans and her foes. But on the issue of arguing for transparency so that reporters like myself and Just the News and Nick Ballasy could get access to this video and do responsible reporting, not conspiracy theory reporting, but responsible theory. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been a consistent advocate for transparency. And I think she has a lot to say about the Nancy Pelosi episode and so much more that we're going to see. So we're going to have those two guests right out of the shooting. I think you're going to like it. It's a really robust discussion. Chief Sund is a very cerebral law enforcement expert. And I think it has some really important things that he says in that interview. I really encourage you to listen to that. We will finish up with Kash Patel, former House Intelligence Committee Chief Investigative Counsel, former member of the National Security Council for Counterterrorism, former federal prosecutor, former federal public defender. And most important for this story, he was the Chief of Staff to the Defense Secretary, whom at the time the Pentagon offered the Pelosi-run House, the Pelosi-run Capitol, National Guardsmen on June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it was turned down by Pelosi's security team, the House Sergeant at Arms and others. He has something to say, and I think he has a good background as a prosecutor and a counterterrorism expert, and as the chief of staff who believed that there should have been a National Guard to help the police. She has some strong thoughts about what Nancy Pelosi did. So that's going to be our show today. It's a good one. We're really excited. I think that all of us will be able to learn more. We're going to have a lot more episodes. And tonight, if you have time at 6 o'clock, tune in again to Real America's Voice, my show with Amanda Head, Just the News, No Noise. And you're going to see day two of the video footage. In this video footage, we're going to show you a mirage. That's right. The January 6th committee made these sizzle videos that they showed to the American people. And these sizzle videos, at least as they're played in the videos, have sound with them. But when we went and saw the same footage inside the Capitol Police security system, the security footage, there was no sound because these are closed circuit cameras, soundless cameras. What it means is that someone on the January 6th committee inserted sound into these videos. And that, I think, is part of the larger Hollywood production, which is they were willing to doctor them to create more dramatic sound than they had available to them because they were trying to influence the American public, not just inform them. And there's no disclosure that you can see in the videotape, certainly we didn't see, in the ones that Benny Thompson ran, that showed that the sound had been added. We haven't been able to get an answer yet from Benny Thompson and his team, but we're trying hard to do that. But you're going to see that tonight. And then on Monday, you're going to see a glaring security failure of how a door is left unlocked and open for well over 20 to 40 minutes time. And lots of people are allowed to enter the Capitol from a rear flank of where the Capitol Police are fighting in the front to keep people out of the rotunda. A massive security failure. And it looks like, and we'll get this confirmed, the reason the door popped is or was left open is because someone hit the fire alarm button on the door, and that automatically unlocked it from both sides. And it all of a sudden goes from being a secure door to an insecure door. And no one is really there for good parts of the time trying to guard it. So people flow in and out. It is a concerning situation, and you'll see that on Monday. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial lead a break, and when we come back, we hear from our good sponsors, our advertisers, our partners. We're going to start off with Capitol Police Chief Sun right after this. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit TNUSA.com/justnews. That's TNUSA.com/justnews. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews.
Welcome back, everybody. Staying on this January 6th topic, there are multiple perspectives of all of this that helps us piece together a more accurate story of what happened on that day at the Capitol. So from the law enforcement perspective, I think it's very important to bring in our next guest, someone who can shed a lot of light and information on all of this, former U.S. Capitol Police Chief and author of the book Courage Under Fire, Under Siege and Outnumbered, Stephen Sun. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you for having me on today.
Our pleasure. And, you know, we've actually spoken about you to other people, about our conversations on air with you, about the condition and the status of the safety at the Capitol. I know that you have had a number of concerns about what has happened since then to fortify the Capitol, or I guess what hasn't happened more accurately. What was our biggest weakness that day, and what can be easily remedied about it? What are some of the easiest fixes?
Well, I think you may have mentioned on one of your last segments, if you can get away from any politicization of security, that's your number one step. You know, you get any political involvement in security decisions, you get away from the Capitol Police Chief, they bring in somebody with expertise in major events, major demonstrations, yet I have to go through a Capitol Police Board that's all politically appointed and leadership to get security resources that I need in advance. I have to get their approval. And that's just a recipe for disaster. When you have politics over security, that's a recipe for disaster. That's number one. You get away from that. Let the police chief have sole authority. Hold him responsible, him or her responsible, but give him the authority to do what he needs to do to look out for his men and women and the members of Congress.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And that dynamic even extends to the tape we showed at the top of the show with Speaker Pelosi. People say, well, why don't the officers that are under protective deals, they turn off the camera? The answer is they can't, right? They have to follow the orders of the speaker, unlike other police people who might have been able to say, turn off those cameras. You're a safety risk. Tell us what you've seen in that video footage and what concerns you, what went right, what went wrong in that footage.
Well, when you look at the footage, what you need to realize is a protective detail is specifically for the protectee. You're there, you're protecting the protectee. Now, Capitol Police statutorily do have the authority to protect family members. And it's my understanding the person holding the camera was Pelosi's daughter. But they're there in the position of being media. The protective detail isn't there to protect media. Whoever else was there with her for the sole purpose of videotaping creates a major distraction for the protective detail. You know, they don't train to protect those additional people. There's a limited number of seats in the armored vehicles that, you know, if you're going to put one of those additional people into the armored personnel carrier or the armored vehicle, you're going to lose one of your security detail. And that's not what's meant to happen. So it creates a distraction. It slows down the process. You can see as she's walking through the hallway, she's more concerned on videotaping. When I say she, I think it's Alexandra Pelosi, right, is more concerned on videotaping as opposed to rapidly getting out of the Capitol for her and her mother's safety.
Sir, as we look at the timeline of everything that happened starting in December, there was a lot of changing information. Whether there was or was not a credible threat, and obviously up to January 2nd with the request of National Guard troops, that was the final word, that there was a credible threat. according to Capitol Police. There was a request for National Guard troops. That request was denied. National Guard troops weren't there. Would that have changed what happened? Because I know one of the things you've talked about is how Capitol Police, in the title of your book, were outnumbered.
So when you look at it, the request for National Guard actually was January 3rd. I detail it specifically in my book because I went back and I looked at some of the video of me actually going in person to request them with the House and Senate Sergeant Arms and was denied the morning of the 3rd. I think it would have been a big difference. And when you look at the intelligence, now they may come back now and say that they had a credible threat. You look at the intelligence we had at the time, we weren't seeing a credible threat. I was doing it specifically because I knew my perimeter, I was going to have limited personnel on it. I wanted to have some more personnel, and all I was asking for was unarmed National Guard. Well, now when you look at the intelligence that we now know existed, that I talk about, not only would we have had National Guard, we would have likely had a taller fence, the 8-foot anti-scale fence, National Guard, possibly even mutual aid, and that would have been a game changer indeed. Absolutely would have been a different outcome.
When you look at the January 6th committee's work last year, obviously they highlight the wrongdoing, and lots of people committed wrongdoing that day. The people who assaulted officers, breached the Capitol, all of them deserved to be punished. But there wasn't a lot of focus on the issues that you talk about in your book that you've been kind enough to talk with us. There doesn't seem to be the sort of security reassessment and learning that has happened in other major moments in our life, like after 9/11 or after the baseball shooting. Did Congress last year miss a moment to try to fix things for the good of all the Capitol Police and the Capitol?
Well, when you look at the focus of the J6 committee, it definitely, and I explain that and describe it, and you can see it in my transcripts. Yeah. Their focus was on tying the executive branch into what happened on January 6th. There needed to be a clear focus on the intelligence failure, any issues that happened with security failures, with the problems that happened with the political oversight. It's interesting. Almost 2 years later, December, they changed one portion of the law that prevented me from bringing in resources in advance. And it only affects when, like, we were under attack on January 6th. People don't realize that I had a federal law over me that prevented me from going immediately and requesting federal resources. Even while we're under attack, I have to go to the Capitol Police Board. They changed that one law and made it so that the chief now can go and request his federal resources on their own, but they made it revocable. So it's funny that they're still continuing to take the security measures and security responsibility away from a chief that has the experience. It just continues.
It's head scratching, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
and as I read communications, text messages that have since been released, communications between people who were on the ground there who were supposed to be containing what could have been and what we now know were credible threats of violence. It seems like there were a lot of people who were very cavalier about it. Does that exist in any of these communications that you saw?
Now, when you say cavalier about it, can you just explain a little bit more? I just want to make sure I understand your question.
It seems that with what we know now, there just wasn't a proper level, I guess, of care or concern about it.
I would go back to say, look at the intelligence we had at the time. If the FBI, and again, I've handled over two dozen national special security events in Washington, D.C., and the intelligence that the FBI would share with us in advance of those was extremely different. We'd do briefings, we'd do conference calls. None of that occurred this time. So if we now had even a fraction of the intelligence, which I talk about in the book, that we know existed, them talking about coming in and killing palace guards, them targeting some of the entry points to the Capitol, talking about having, coming in with chemical weapons, even a portion of that would have given us a lot better positioning to go and make these requests from the Capitol Police Board and leadership to get the resources I would have needed in advance of January 6th.
Yeah, right.
Lost opportunity.
That flow of information has got to be streamlined. And sir, I encourage everybody to go out and check out your book, because if you want a holistic look with detailed information about what happened on that day, you need to buy Courage Under Fire, Under Siege, and Outnumbered by Stephen Sun. That was our guest, former U.S. Capitol Police Chief. We've got to take a very quick commercial break. We'll stick on this topic after these commercials.
All right, folks. Hey, before we go to the next commercial break, I want to make sure that we have you up to speed on some very important stuff. Earlier in the week, we had our AMAC Wednesday. I love when we do that. Andy Mangione this week, Bobby Charles, Rebecca Weber, so many great, smart people there. As you know, I joined as a 5-year member. I have a 5-year membership. It's an incredible bargain. It pays for itself in a few weeks because you get discounts at hotels and products and restaurants and other things. You also get great information on products like Medicare plans and others. You get special offers on auto insurance and other house insurance and other things. It is a remarkable organization. And of course, we want you to go sign up and be a member. But they also have some of the best resources for people who are beginning to plan for their retirement. And I know a lot of you are tired of paying too much for your Medicare plan, right? Well, maybe you got your plan through AARP. And if so, you need a AMAX Medicare Advisory Service. Why? Because you're going to get free Medicare guidance and no liberal agenda. Their friendly, licensed advisors are not only experts in Medicare, but they also value faith, family, and freedom, just like you do and just like our founding fathers did when they started this great country nearly 250 years ago. Now, AMAC offers dozens of plans from many top insurers, not just one plan. For the service and plans you need from people you trust, all you got to do is go visit AMAC, A-M-A-C, .us/plan. Let me give you that again. That's AMAC, AMAC.us/plan, P-L-A-N. Go to AMAC.us/plan today and get started. You're going to be able to do some serious bargain shopping and get the right Medicare plan for you. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, she's always colorful, always vocal, always strong in her opinions and her analysis. Joining us right after the commercial break, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from the great state of Georgia. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down. And my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Welcome back, America. As we showed you at the top of the show, you've now seen the security footage of Nancy Pelosi's Hollywood-style exit from the Capitol on January 6th. Looks a little bit differently than some of the descriptions, and it raises a lot of security concerns. I want to start off by acknowledging something. There are two people that have made it possible for Just the News, Real America's Voice, Amanda and I, to do this work. One of them, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and his staff who worked for us to get access and to do this in a responsible way. And our next guest, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has fought relentlessly to give the American public transparency after all of the work of the January 6th committee to keep the American public from having that transparency. We're lucky to have that Congresswoman join us right now. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, great to have you on the show today. I want to start with just your reaction of what you've seen. You've looked at a lot of this footage, but let's just start with the speaker. Here is a supposedly a dire moment where the speaker has to be evacuated by the police, and her daughter and the police apparatus are basically allowing a filming of a very secret exit and a very serious moment. Seems to me like a bad choice in security.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so grateful to you for covering this issue and showing the American people the truth of what is really happening and what happened on January 6th. And what you're going to reveal to everyone and what you are revealing is this was a political narrative. Speaker Nancy Pelosi at the time, her biggest concern and responsibility was the safety and security of the Capitol. She ignored all the intelligence briefings that were given to her. She ignored the request for the National Guard on January 6th. And what everyone just saw in this video is they used the situation. They totally threw out the ability to hide exits for security reasons in the Capitol, and they used it. They used that situation to film it so that their family could make millions of dollars later by selling the video footage in a documentary. I believe that is one of the most abusive things and the biggest sign of corruption from Nancy Pelosi that the American people will see thus far. And I know you're going to show them a lot more. But this is appalling, and it shows who the real hypocrites are and that they had a lot more planned that they were going to do with January 6th than anyone even knew. And while all of us were confused of what was going on that day when the Capitol was breached, had no idea it was going to happen. Nancy Pelosi clearly knew what was going on, and they had a plan the entire time.
Yeah, and Congresswoman, I think when people look at this, they can only come to two conclusions, especially with respect to that specific aspect of Nancy Pelosi's exit from the Capitol accompanied by her filmmaker daughter. It can really only be one or two things. I think it can only be that she cares more about money and the filmmaking aspect of this more than her safety, or she never thought that there was a safety issue to begin with.
Well, Amanda, I think that's very clear, but the truth is she knew there was a safety issue because Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. The Speaker's duty is the Capitol and its safety and security, not the president. The president is in charge of the White House. The Speaker of the House is in charge of the Capitol. Nancy Pelosi had been briefed multiple times going back into December. And John, you have reported that repeatedly, but she had been briefed. She knew there were threats of violence that day. She had been told by her own sergeant in arms. She had been told by Capitol Police. She had been told by many agents. She had been warned of potential violence on January 6th and threats to the Capitol, and she had her daughter there with camera in hand. I think they clearly knew what they were doing, and they have capitalized on it and made millions of dollars.
Congresswoman, I know beyond the transparency that you've been fighting for 2.5 years to give the American people, there's another issue here. Chief Sun's going to be coming on in a few moments, and he has said to us repeatedly, Amanda and I, the Capitol is no more safe today than it is on January 5th, that the real security failures of that day really haven't been fixed because Democrats were sweeping them under the rug. When you look at the fact that the security detail was willing to allow Nancy Pelosi's daughter to film her, she could have tripped, fallen, stopped the security from moving quicker. She's recording very sensitive sites, not only here, but all the way to Fort McNair. There are a lot of things that Capitol Police don't seem to have properly owned and fixed. How concerned are you, and what might you be doing to make sure the Capitol Police does a better job protecting the Capitol going forward?
Well, that is a great concern of mine. I mean, they receive millions of dollars and have never replaced the video cameras in the Capitol that they were supposed to replace. And many other things haven't been done. I think the safety and security of the Capitol should be a very serious issue. You know, and I feel the same way about kids in school. I think that we should take safety and security very seriously, not only for politicians here in Washington, but for people all over the country. And that's why it is so important to support our police, give them the right tools and the ability to do it. But if you're not taking the tools and the funding to create better security, then we need to take a look and make sure that that happens. And that's why I'm so thankful for the House Admin Committee here as in a Republican-controlled Congress. I'm thankful to Speaker McCarthy because that is something that he's really working on, as well as our entire leadership is. But it's still a concern of mine, and I can tell you that from a personal experience who has some of the top most death threats of all members of Congress. It is a real issue, and we need to make sure that we take this very seriously and correct any problems.
Yeah, no, that's definitely always been an issue for you. I wanted to ask you, you know, on that day, there were absolutely people who broke the law, who trespassed, who committed acts of violence. But there were a lot of people who I think Americans think were unjustly charged and prosecuted, and some of them, a few of them are still being held in jail. Do you have any updated numbers regarding those folks? Whose prosecution is moving along, anything like that?
Yeah, this is a tragic situation, and it's heartbreaking. This is something that I've been attacking the FBI, the Department of Justice, the jail, the DC jail here, and other jails. These people are truly being persecuted. And Amanda, you are right. Some of these people on January 6th did commit violence. They did break the law. And of course, they have been charged and prosecuted. But there's a lot of people that have been targeted simply because they walked through the Capitol on January 6th. And this is our real concern with the videotapes. If we release these videotapes just widely for the public, number one, we put the security of the Capitol at risk because there's over 1,700 video cameras. Number two, we also endanger many Americans that were simply standing on the Capitol grounds, maybe never even walked through the Capitol or committed any crimes, but they could have just walked further than where the barrier was simply because the barrier was torn down by the time they got there. Most of these people have never even or had never even been to Washington, D.C. until that day on January 6th. So there was no way for them to know that they had crossed a barrier because it was all torn down. There's a big concern because there's George Soros funded groups and many other leftist groups that will sit there and view these videotapes for hours and hours using facial recognition software and dox these people and hand them over to the FBI and the Department of Justice, who we have no control over. And so this could be really endangering more Americans to be targeted by the weaponized government from the Biden regime, and we just don't want that to happen. But right now, we know there's several dozen January 6th defendants still here in the D.C. jail, but there's more January 6th defendants all over the country still awaiting trial. And sadly, Amanda, Matthew Graves, the U.S. Attorney here in Washington, D.C., that ignores 67% of the crime here in Washington, D.C., but has weaponized his office at the Department of Justice to purely target these January 6th defendants. He's going to arrest another 1,000 more. So this is a very grave situation, and this is why it's so important that we rein in this out-of-control weaponized government, because it's truly a threat to American democracy.
Yeah. Congresswoman, it's a great honor to have worked with you on this, and I want to thank you for your support in getting us the transparency that American people are going to now be able to provide. We're going to need you back on real soon, but thanks for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sean. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home.
Welcome back, everybody. When Americans look at the swamp, I know that everybody has a tendency to feel like the truth just never comes out, that it is an uphill battle and that it never emerges. And here we are over 2 years later and just now finally getting to the heart of the truth of what happened on January 6th, thanks to my great colleague and numerous members of Congress. So I want to bring in to continue this conversation, Kash Patel. You all know and love him, former federal prosecutor, chief of staff to the defense secretary, and now Real America's Voice contributor. Kash, welcome back to the show.
Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for having me back on.
It's good to have you back on. And, you know, we've had conversations over the last 2.5 years or so about what happened on January 6th. We are finally starting to see some real visual footage, some real visual evidence of what actually occurred. How do you think the narrative has changed since then?
Well, congratulations for your hard work. Your team over there has really crushed it on this effort. And whether you're a former federal prosecutor or when I was serving as chief of staff to the DOD on January 6th, the theme has always been the same. Or whether you're talking about FBI Comer and Wray, produce the documents for the American people to see. And the videotape is no different. And I understand that there are some, might be some minimal sensitivities around it, but I'm glad this footage is finally getting out so everybody can view it, including the defendants and families and American citizens, most importantly, so they can have their own take on what happened that day. It's critically important. It's about time.
Yeah, it is. And truth denied is freedom denied in this country. And I think people finally are going to get some of this back. Kash, you knew the threats that the Capitol faced when you were in the House Intelligence Committee. Bad people all across this world would love to strike at the institutions of our great republic. You knew of the sensitivity of Fort McNair when you were the chief of staff at the Pentagon. Nancy Pelosi's daughter, the judgment of the speaker and the daughter to allow filming the secret exit of the Capitol and then continued filming all the way out at Fort McNair. How do you rate their judgment and the potential security vulnerabilities they already created by allowing that HBO documentary to air that footage?
Their judgment is based on what their judgment has always been, and that is the Hollywoodization, the politicization of the national security apparatus and politics when it suits them. This video, had it been done by me or say Devin Nunes or Donald Trump, would have been excoriated for exposing national security secrets, safe passage exits and entry points. And I won't even get into what we use Fort McNair for. And the fact that she, this former Speaker of the House, put this on Hollywood to film and then for the world to see is a disgusting act and shows you her real intentions the entire time. She cared about popularity like most of the politicians in Congress, which is why most Americans despise them, because they failed to put American interests first. And this video is just another tragic example of failed leadership in Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Cash, since that day, since January 6th, there were firsthand accounts of people who were there on the ground who said the barriers weren't there. We didn't have to knock anything over. We just walked straight through. And then there were some instances that took a little while to clarify because we needed the video footage. And that includes, you know, some people who were actually what appears to be ushered into the Capitol. They weren't hindered by any type of law enforcement whatsoever. And we saw people like Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman, released early. Do you think that this footage getting out there is going to help any more of the January 6th defendants who are still in jail, in custody? Do you think that this will help any of their cases and be used for that?
Look, as a former defense attorney to a public defender, the only way it would help them is if those defense attorneys and their client were denied access to them. And I don't work at the Department of Justice anymore, and I haven't spoken to any of these attorneys on it. But if they were, then it's a big deal, because it could amount to Brady information, Giglio information, exculpatory information, and the like. And so the question that the department must answer publicly is, no, we provided access, so that point is moot. But I don't know the answer to it, but it is critical and worth asking an answer and demanding it from DOJ.
Yeah, absolutely. Cash, when you take the sum total of this video footage, there's a couple things you learned. One, some of the presentations that the January 6th committee gave the American public are deceiving, because our footage doesn't have audio. There was no audio on the videotape, yet there was audio presented with some of these clips at the hearing. Yeah. And two, we don't have a real accounting of the security failures, so we can't fix them. Tell us the path forward. You got about 45 seconds left. What would you like to see done to make sure the Capitol is more secure and the Democrats who deceived us from Russia collusion to January 6th get punished in some way?
It's very simple. To secure the Capitol, you just got to take out Hollywood and make sure you do what's necessary. Put up perimeter fencing, put up extra law enforcement, get the FBI to do their job and show up in uniform and not make it a political issue. Remember, they wanted the optics. I was chief of staff. I was the first one subpoenaed by the Jan 6 committee. Go read the transcript. We had it all in place and ready to go. And politics and political leaders, Nancy Pelosi, got in the way and shut down the security of the Capitol. That is the one lesson that must all be learned by everybody. It can never happen again.
Great wisdom.
I think there are many lessons to learn, and it's going to happen over the next few weeks as we release this footage. Cash Patel, former federal prosecutor, your expertise on that has been invaluable. Also as Chief of Staff, Defense Secretary, and right here at Real America's Voice, we are blessed to have you as a contributor.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, folks, that wraps up our Friday edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. So grateful you can join. One more time, because I know we covered it earlier, but I always want you to be sure that you remember as we exit each day the best offers that we're giving you. AMAC, our good friends at AMAC, AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, they've got the perfect Medicare guidance for you. They've got a special plan, a Medicare advisory service. It gets you access to dozens of plans from many top insurers. All you got to do to get started, to get some advice on this, is go to amac.us/plan. amac.us/plan. Go check it out today. You won't be disappointed. All right, folks, that wraps up our Friday edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. So grateful you can join us. I hope you enjoyed the interviews. We've got a great weekend lineup, a lot more big name guests coming. So, and be sure to tune in tonight at 6 o'clock, or if you miss that, go to justthenews.com later in the night, or go to the Just the News Android and iPhone app and go watch the show tonight. We're going to show you the footage of the doctored video that January 6th, the committee gave Americans. We'll have that shortly after this. All right. Have a great night, guys, and God bless you. We'll have a great weekend. I'll have some more programming for you over the weekend, so you won't be disappointed. God bless you. Good night. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button, and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.